يعني بعد
من هي متعرض four lines from when the lines started getting wide ואימו אישס אח מן האם כאישס אח מן האוב. We had learned yesterday that there's a special posik that tells us that Eishes Ochiv min ha'aim b'zachiyiv kores. That if the achve is min ha'aim b'zachiyiv kores, because not in all places is achve min ha'aim. And the Gemara had learned that from an extra posik, elvas ochicha hi. And this is coming to tell us, bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'im. So now I know that there's an issa of eishes och min ha'im. So now the Gemara asks, ve'eima eishes och min ha'im ke eishes och min ha'ov. Maybe they have the same halachas. Just like in issa they're the same. So maybe in heter they're also the same. Ma'eishes och min ha'ov. La'acha mises baile shoye, eishes ochiv min ha'ov. If her husband dies without children, she's mutter to the yavam. Af eishes och min ha'im la'acha mises baile shoye. Amakro hi, it says in the posik, ervas ochicha hi, so what is the hi coming? Bahav yosa tehei, this issel will always remain. Even though the husband will die without children, she's also to the yavam. Now let us see Rashi. Af eishes och minayim la'acha mises baylo b'loy bonim shaye. Maybe she should be muta. Bim toim Rashi asks for yafinin achva achva mibnei yakei. The Gemara of Yedzayin Amid Beis, we learned that Gzeirishove Achva Achim Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov, and there it says by Kulam Achim B'nei Ovechot. There also says we learned that Achva Achim B'nei Yaakov, and there it's Achim Min Ha'ov. Ikalameima Achim Min Ha'ov Mitzvah Min Ha'im Rishus. That Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara brings a posik, Ervas Ochicha Hi, Maikro Mabinin Eishesach Minayim, and says, Hi Bav Yosa Tehei. And Taisviz, let us just see the Taisviz, Bav Yosa Tehei, Umikom Bokim Itzpuch Le'el Le'el of Ach Vach Mene Yaakov, Le'neime De Be'inin De Miyachti Ba'abe Uve'ima Mishum Dachsiv Yachtov. We have to learn that from the Bnei Yaakov, that you don't need that it should be Achim Beiminov and Beiminaim, because it says Yachtov. So therefore we learn that from the Gzeir Shabbat that Achim Minov are sufficient. Now let us go further. Now this is more or less a little new sugya. Achoisoi de Kosav Bokoris Lomali. Now let us just explain what the Gemara's Kasha is. We had learned on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis that in Parshas Achrei Mois it's Hukshu Kol Harayis Ladodi. And the Pasuk is Ki Kol Asha Yasa Mikol HaTeyevis HaElu V'Nichesu HaNefoshis HaEisos. So all Harayis we learn out from this pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois that there's a chiyuv kores on a bias erva. In Parshas Kedoshim, the pasuk speaks about the arayis, and there the pasuk speaks about the onshim. Now, some arayis is a chiyuv mises bezdin, so it's very important that the Torah repeated. In Parshas Achrei Mois, we're speaking about the Hazore. And from the Hekish, we know that there's chorus by all of them. And then in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah mentions the Arayis that is the Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. So it's very good why we need these psukim. But it mentions that there's chorus by Achoisoi in Parshas Kedoshim, So that is difficult to understand. I know that this covers by Achoisei because of the Hekish and Parshas Achemois, V'nichesu, and the Foshis Aisois. That's the Gemara's Kashe. Achoisei de Kosa Bokoris Lomoli. Why did the Torah write Koris by Achoisei? What is Hirashi? Achoisi the cost of Bakoros Lomali. The Kivin the Rash to Haro. We learned out from this Hekish that is Haro by all Arayas. The Kroi Yisairi the Kula. And therefore we said, since we can know from the Hekish Haro, so we darshan the Psukim, the other Psukim, which by some Arayas tell us Haro. So the Gemara says you don't need it Lagufe. Because I can learn that from the Hekish. Is Koris ba'achoisoi my tidrish bay. So what will you darshan with the Koris of Achoisoi? Or kvar nichtav b'chol ho'arayis v'nichesu anafoshes ho'oisois. So why did the Torah have to repeat the chorus by Achoisoi? So the Gemara answers, Lich the Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shim Asod Kulam Behelam Achas. If a person, B'Shoigik, was over on all the, he was boil all the Arayas B'Shoigik, Chayev al kol achas va'achas. So there's a chayev chatos on each erve. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chayev al kol achas va'achas. Bileikosav elo chad kores akulu. If we would only have the kores and parshas achemois, hava mine, heiched do'avdinu lekulu behelem echot. If he would have been boil all the arayis b'shoigik, Loi mechayev elo chodes, zoni chayev on kolben. Is hashta avidobo shohoyo bechlal. Achoisei was bechlal all arayis. In the mashmois of the posik is that there's one chiyuv kolben on all arayis. Viyotso min haklal, lelamed al haklal kuloi. Vema achoisei miuchedishi elva v'chayoben ola b'fnei atma. Now it has a separate chorus by achoisei to tell me that for achoisei alone is a chiyuv kolben. Havkoshi elva v'chayoben ola b'fnei atma. So memele, if there was a shkoge an ola arayis, you'll bring minyan chatois according to the minyan of the arayis. It is God very interesting that we are, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about kolbonis, which is shoigig. There's no chorus by shoigig. And the limudim are from mezid. I mean, here it says chorus. There's a separate chorus by achoisoi. I mean, and chorus, I know this chorus. And so it's like it's coming to tell us that, Yechayev akolben b'shoigik on each erva bazunda, even though the way the limud is taught us is taught to us by writing an oynish that one gets b'meizit. Ula Rab Yitzchak, according to Rab Yitzchak, the Omar kol chay v'krisis b'chlal hoyu, Rab Yitzchak says a different teretz on this kasha, why does it have to say koris by a chaysoi? The lama yotisa koris ba'achoisoi lodoinai bekoris veloi bemalkis. The pasuk is coming to tell us, even though there is a lav on all the arayis, the pasuk is coming to tell us there is only koris and not malkis. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Lodoinai bekoris veloi bemalkis. So memele, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we do not know bechlal this din lechalik. Is lechalek minolan? How do you know this din that if a person was boiled b'shoigik many arayas, he has to bring a chatas on each elbe? Mavkeloi mivel isha benidas tumoso lechayev al kol isha v'isha. That is chayev al kol isha v'isha. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, L'kores nitna v'loy l'malkis, v'hisru boy l'malkis, ein eloike. Rabbi Yitzchak holds, if you are masre someone, that he should get malkis, he doesn't get malkis. The lav shenitin l'azores koresu. The lav was nitin for azores kores. L'fikach ein loike nolav. Therefore you don't get malkis. L'havelei lo'onshe kores elim kein hizaralei. That you need the love that one should be able to get kores. Ilka hazhore love le malkis nitna. So Rashi says pshat in Rav Yitzchok that the reason you don't get malkis on chayve kris is because I need the azore for the einish kores. And by kores is a klal le onash elim kein hizel. So therefore, if that is the purpose of the azore, so you don't get malkis for the azore. Taisvus says you can't say such a thing, that you need a hazore for kores, because we see by Mila and Pesach there's also kores. There's no hazore over there. There's only mitzvah sasei. So I took an exeris akosuv that by arayis there's no malkis, but not out the lomdis of what that Rashi said. Al koponim. So the Gemara is, but according to Rav Yitzchak, how do you know that there's a chiyuv al kol elva ve'elva behele machas is ve'el isha lechalek al kol isha ve'isha shebeparshe zu da'avay le'lemichtav ule'nida lo'isikrav. It says le'isha lo'isikrav al kol isha ve'isha. Dr. Gemara weiter. Doidosoi de kosa borachmone aririm yiu lomoli. Why did the Torah have to write by doidosoi aririm yiu? Now we have to understand what is pshat in the kasha, so let us see Rashi. Rashi says, aririm hainu nami koris. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that Koris, the Einish of Koris, comes with Rachman and Islam, with Ariri, that the children die also. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking the same Kasha that we asked before. By Achoisoi, why did the Parsha have to tell the Parsha's Kedoshim have to tell us this chorus by Achoisoi? I can know from the Hekish and Parsha's Achrei Moisa this chorus by Achoisoi. So the Gemara is asking the same Kasha, why does the Pasuk have to tell us the, as the Ariri by Doidosoi, Nariri is Gematria chorus according to Rashi. I know from the Hekish that this chorus by Doidosoi. That is the Kasha according to Rashi. So the Gemara answers, they dosed the Kosvachman Arirem Yil Lomoli, Lich the Rabbe. The Rabbe Romi, Rabbe Esther Kasha, it says in Parshas Kedoshim, Tule Shainis. One lotion is Arirem Yil. Ursiv aririm yamusu. One is by the dosi, one is by eishes och. Okay, so what is the tzashini eloshin? Aririm yu, they'll become aririm. Aririm yamusu, they'll die aririm. Okay, so. Yesh loy bonim, if he had bonim bishas, he was over the head. Koivron. So these children, Rahman and Islam, will die. And that is the taich aririm yiu. That means now they're not aririm. Now they have children, but aririm yiu. They will die eventually. Ein loy bonim. What if he didn't have children? Bishas he did this chet. Is oilech ariri. So then the din is that he will remain an ariri. V'itzach lemichtav aririm yiu. So these are two different dinyonim. The ikos of Rachmon aririm yiyu. So what does that mean? So that means he had children. Bishas he did the chet, he has children. The pasuk says aririm yiyu, that these children will die. Hava mina ad chete. That means till the chet, these children will die. The children here, till the besetach aririm, you'll become an ariri. You're going to lose the children you have. Avo mechete beiloch. But let's say he'll get children after the chet. Loi. Kosav rachmon aririm yemus. Avo you get children right there, you're going to die ariri. Because of rachmon aririm yemus. Avo mina mechete beiloch. I would think these are the posuk is speaking about the children that he'll get after the chet. Avo mi yikor, the children he had already before the chet, nothing will happen, they won't die. Tzricha, so that's why we need these two psukim. So the Gemara, in other words, is telling us that not the posik is telling us that there is an einish of koris. According to Rashi, ariri is koris. Not the posik is telling us there's an einish of koris by shisach, there's an einish of koris by doidose. I know that. From the Hekish and Seif Parshas Achemois. Now the Pasuk is being Magderos together of the Einish of Ariri, which is a Chelek of Einish Kolis. Let us see Rashi. Aririm Yiyu Lishas Misoso. That when the parents will die, they will be Aririm. Mashma Seifon Lovoy Lidei Ariri. The imyesh loibonim, he has children now, koivrom, so they'll become, now he's not an ariri, but he'll become an ariri. Aririm yamusu, mash v'dim achshav aririm, if they're now, ken yamusu, v'afilu yivodu lem lacha maise, but you'll be, yamusu the way you are now. Because of when aririm yiyu, havamina da'avalei ad chete. That means the children he had till the chet, from these children who become an ariri. Vachi mashme, soifom liyois aririm, she yamusu bneim, she yesh lehem ato, vi yiyu aririm, they'll become aririm, from these children, avu b'shas misosem, lo yamusu aririm. The bonim, the havlei mechete ve'ilach, lo yamaisi, the children that will give birth with after the chet, they won't die. Because of Rachmon Aririm Yomusu, I say punkt verkehrt, have me ne mechete bilech, the hochi mashme mechatom, Yisu ve'elech Aririm Yomusu. The lesson Yisu ve'elech is unclear. Avo bonim de mi'ikore, loy ma'isi. Because of Rachmon Aririm Yiyu, say from love with the Aririm, the mekisa, me the kosa of Aririm Yiyu, mechlau da'ashta lav Aririm Ninu. Let us see, Taisus Aririm, the Kosov Hanagabi de Dose Lomeli, Afilu Lamai de Meforish, Tain Ariri, Bechol Kaive Krisis, Lecha de Meforish, Krobehedios, Veshapeke de Frisches, Bereish Mechilte. Taisus is Chelek and Rashi, and Av Beza Medalet. And Taisus holds that there's an Einish of Koris, and there's an Einish of Ariri. So, the two different onshim, so you can't explain the way Rashi says, why does it have to say, Ariri, I know there's an Einish Koris, Ariri is a different Einish. Now Taisus explains on that days, the Gemara's Kasha is, since it's Hukshu, Kol Arayish Ladodi, so mele by all Arayish it should be Ariri also. So why does it say by Deidosoi and Eishes Ochiv Ariri? It says by two Arayis Ariri, we should say Hukshu Kol Arayis Ladodi by Ariri. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hero de Chayvei Lavin Minolo. The Gemara had said, how do we know that there's a Chiv an Hero by Chayvei Krisis? Because Ukshu Kola Rayis Kula Lenide. By Nide it says as Mekoiro Hero. So we learn that by Abias Nide his Chayiv, even though he made only a Hero, only as Cholos Gmiya, Legomar Biosai. And we learn that since all Arayis were Hukish to Nide, so by all Arayis is a din that Hero is Chayiv. So now the Gemara asks, how do we know by Chayvei Lavin there's also a Chiyuv on Haro? So the Gemara answers, Midigoli Rachmone Shichvas Zera
Gabi Shivcha Charufe. By Shivcha Charufe, which is also a Chai Ve'lavin, and there it says, by Shivcha Charufe it says, there was a Bia of Shichva Zera, and we'll see later as the sugya progresses, Shichva Zera means there was a Gmar Bia, is Mechlau, so the Posik says, Shivcha Charufe needs Gmar Bia. Mechlau de Chai Ve'lavin Baro, so by Stais, but all other Chai Ve'lavin are Beharo. So that's how we learn out Haro from Shivcha Charufe. Shivcha Charufe needs Gmar Bia, it would seem all other Chai Ve'lavin need Haro. Adarab, the Moses, Punkfakert, Midegoli Rachmona Haro Bechai Ve'krisis. Let's look at the other way. The Torah said that there's a chiyev haro by chai ve'krisis. Michlal the chai ve'lavim b'gmar b'yeh. So the kerta would seem dafke chai ve'krisis is chai v'haro. But chai ve'lavim, you need gmar b'yeh. Omar Ravashi, so Ravashi said, im kain, if that is the case, is lishtoi kro mishivcha charufe. So why do you need a posuk of shivcha zera? That means, if your deek is a true deek, that the Pasuk says, b'chai v'krisus, y'chayiv v'haro. So you're medayik, but b'chai v'lov, and you're not chayiv. So why do you need a Pasuk by Shivcha Charufe? Shivcha Charufe is a chay v'lovin. So we see, if you need a Pasuk, so it would seem punfakel. Davke Shivcha Charufe, you need gmar b'ye. But Allah the chay v'lovin, y'chayiv v'haro. Now, let us learn, there's two Rashis. I would like to learn the second Rashi before the first Rashi. I think we'll understand the first Rashi a little better. There's two, the first Rashi is the B'masro Shivche, the second Rashi is Shivcha Charuf. Let us learn the second Rashi first. Shivcha Charuf, what is the translation of a Shivcha Charuf? Shivcha Knanis Hamu'ureses La'eved Ivri Shemutabo Kedersiv Im Adoinov Yiten Loi Isha. Now, Rashi is, there's a machloikes tanoim, what Pshat and Shivcha Charuf is, and Rashi is learning Pshat according to Agamar, according to one Tane. Now, what does a Shivcha Charuf mean? A Shivcha Knanis, that the Odin was miyachit her for his Eved Ivri. So that means as follows. She's a normal Shivcha Knanis. Nitoisef on that, she's miyuchit to an Eved Ivri. There's a yichut to an Eved Ivri. There's no ishus to an Eved Ivri, because the Kedushin isn't Taifas in a Shivcha Knanis. But she's miyuchit to an Eved Ivri. So we have a Shivcha, which is a Chai V'lavin of Loyia Kodesh. That she's a Shivcha, and Nitoisev to that, we have something more. She became Miyuchet to an Eved Ivri. Now, this Yichud to an Eved Ivri adds on another Halacha, that he's Chayiv an Oshem. He is Chayiv an Oshem. That's the Parsha of Shivcha Charuf, according to this Pshat. Shivcha Charuf means she's miyuchedes to an Eved Ivri. So that she's miyuchid creates a chiyuv osham. This is a chiyuv osham. And that's why she's different or more chomo than a poshita shivcha. A poshita shivcha, there's a only a lav of layir kodesh, and here there's an osham. Now let us see the previous Rashi. Shivcha chai v'lavani, Dechsiv bo layir kodesh. So Rashi starts off by saying, a shivcha is a chai v'lavan. She's a shivcha like any other shivcha, layir kodesh. V'goli bo rachmone. Now the posik said, the loimaisi osham, at sheyigmer bo biyosa. Now the posik says, the chiv osham, which was nischadish by a shivcha charufe, he only mechuyev by gmar biyeh. Dechsiv shichvas zera. So shichvas zera means gemar biye. So the chiyev osham, one is only mechuyev if there was a gemar biye. Michlal, the Chayvei Malkis, the Lav, the Yosham. He says, the Torah told us this halacha by the Chiyav Osham of a Shivcha Charufe. Michlal the Chayvei Malkis, the Lav, the Osham, but you wouldn't have a Chiyav Osham. Kigoin Mamzer Vishivcha, She'ein Charufe, Barom Mechayev. That means that we learn Pshat and Posik, that the Posik is telling us that because of the Choymer of this Chayvei Lav, that you're Chayv and Osham, so there we need a Gmar Bia. But it would seem if you would only have a plain Chayvei Lav, so then you'd be Mechuyev Beharo. Now there's a very interesting Diuk in Rashi. Rashi says, Mechlal de Chayvei Malkis de Lav de Osham, Kigoin Mamza, Veshivcha She'ein Charufe Behero Mechayev. So Rashi says, Ashivcha She'ein Charufe, Yechayev Behero. Now, what is, if one makes a Haro in Ashivcha Charufe, so Lachoyre, the din should be, you should also be Chayev Malkis. Behara. Why? Because that's the beginning of Rashi. The beginning of Rashi says, the Pasuk told us you need Gmar Bia for the Chiyav Osham. So now I have a clear-cut picture. The Chiyav Osham needs Gmar Bia. Fine. That's, so this is the Torah said, when you need Gmar Bia, Chai V'Lavin, with a Chiyav Osham, then you need Gmar Bia. So we deduct from this, but a Chai V'Lavin, without a Chiyav Osham, you don't need Gmar Bia, then you Chayv Baro. So let's speak about this Shivcha Charufe Gufe. This Shivcha, if you make Haro, so there's no Chiyav Osham, so you should be Chayv Malkis Baro. Rashi jumped. Then we see that Chayv, a Chayv Elav and you Chayv Malkis Baro, so Rashi says a Shivcha She'ena Charufe. Why a Shivcha She'ena Charufe? Yeah, a Shivcha Charufe also should be Chayv Baro. This is a Schwerkeit on Rashi. The Ir Sameach wants to say a Charifis, because later we'll see from Rashi it would seem that by a Shivcha Charufa also Yechayev Baharo on Layia Kodesh. So the Ir Sameach says as follows. By Shivcha Charufa, if he made Gmar Bia, let's first talk about Gmar Bia. So what is the Halacha? The Halacha is he brings an Osham and she gets Malkus. Because here, she gets Malkus, the Shivcha gets Malkus, and he brings an Osham. He doesn't get Malkus. That's Klo. So we see in the parsha of Shivcha Charufe, there's no Malkus, there's Osham. The Osham is instead of the Malkus. He brings an Osham, he doesn't get Malkus. But L'chayre, that's if he made a Gmar Bia. If he made a Ro, L'chayre, he should get Malkus. Because that's not the Mechayev of Shivcha Charufe. So the Sameach says, but it's Hasro Sofik. How could you tell him, if you're going to make a Ro, you're going to get Malkus? He says, who says? I could be going with the Bia, and that I won't get Malkus. So it's Hasro Sofik, so that's why Rashi couldn't say that you'll get Malkus by the Haro of a Shivcha Charufe. What if you're the Asro Sofik Loishma Asro? So therefore Rashi wanted to play it safe. So Rashi said, but by a Stam Shivcha, and L'chayra hu adin a Shivcha Charufe, alibi demandi yom Asro Sofik Shmei Asro, you'll taki get Malkus afilu by the Haro also. That's what the El Sameach says, that's Perik Aleph, Milchis Yisuri Bia, Aloche Yutes. Dibra Maschel Ulom. So the Gemara said that if you'll say, the Gemara is Takasha, let us say, Punkt Verkehrt, that since the Chiyav Haro was mentioned by Chayvei Krisus, there is a Gilui that by all Chayvei Lavin, you need Gmar Bia. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, lishtik kro de loyligali shichva zera b'shivcha charufa. You don't have to tell us that you need gmar bia b'shivcha charufa. Va'ana amino kishachai v'lavin b'gmar bia. So since we needed a pasuk to tell us that Shivcha Charufa needs Gemar Bia, so it would seem Davke Shivcha Charufa, but all Chai Vilada not. Let us see Taisvis. Lishtai Kro Mishivcha Charufa. Taisvis asks, Lishtai Kro Mishivcha Charufa, that the Gemara said that if you'll say all Chai Vilada need Gemar Bia, so why need a pasuk by Shivcha Charufa? V'im Taima. So Taisvis says, Hashte the Chai Vilavim Baro. So Taisvis says, fine. So you're telling me all Chai Vilavim is Baro. Im Kein Lishte Kro the Chai Vikrisis. So why need a pasuk by Chai Vikrisis? If Chai Vilavim is Baro, it's Koskein Chai Vikrisis. The Tiritzar of Moshe Koyin, the Ilav Kro Bechai Bekrisis. If there wouldn't be a Pasuk Bechai Bekrisis, Ava Amine, Midigoli Rachmone Beshivche, 100%, Yadik is 100% true. Since the Torah said Shivcho, you need Gmar be Michlal Bechai Bekrisis Baharo. So now Zarai Bechai Bekrisis Baharo. Avo Chai Velavin, Bigmar be, the Yofinim Shivcho Charuf. They wouldn't have said, Haro, by Chai Vekrisis, I would say, since the Pasuk is telling me that Shivcha Charufa needs Gmar Bia, I would say, Hu Adin Kol Chai Vilavim need Gmar Bia. And you're right, but Chai Vekrisis is Yechayiv Baharo. So I would deduct the wrong deduction. I would say, with the Emes, that Chai Vilavim, all Chai Vilavim need Gmar Bia. That is, if it would not say that there's a Rabbi Chai Vekrisis, so I would say the Pasuk is coming to tell us Chai Vilavim need Gmar Bia, but not Chai Vekrisis. But now that it says a Rabbi Chai Vekrisis, so Ikol Chai Vilavim b'Gmar Bia, Kelish Tekrom Mishivcha Charufa. So I could be Medayik. So since the Pasuk had a right, that by Shivcha Charufa need Gmar Bia, so it seemed Davke Shivcha Charufa and not any other Chai Vilav. Zog the Gemara weiter. So now I know from Shivcha Charufa that Chai Vilavin are Zachiv Baharo. Now the Gemara says further, the Chai Vilavin the Kahune minolon. How do you know Chai Vilavin the Kahune? Chai Vilavin the Kahune are killed. It's a Chai Vilavin the Neshove Bakil. So how do you know that Chai Vilavin the Kahune Yechai Baro? So the Gemara answers, Asye Kiche Kiche. You learn how to say Neshove Kiche Kiche. Let us see Rashi. The kohune minolon, the mishivcha loy gamrin and alalava shalu bekoil. From shivcha you can only learn out that what we say, that stam chai vilavin is baharo, that the shivcha charufa, the chiv shivcha charufa is bigmar biya, but stam chai vilavin is baharo, so for shivcha charufa, legamina alalava shalu bekoil, dumi the shivcha charufa, which is alava shalu bekoil. We have to understand, L'chayre Shivche is not also to everyone. A Shivche is Mutat HaNevedivri, a Shivche is Mutat HaMamzer, a Shivche is Mutat HaPsulei Kol. L'chayre Ptsuedake, a Shivche is Mutarin. L'chayre, we have to, the Rishash is Moirer, a stickle of the Sa'orim. Al-Kaponim, so the Gemara says, we learn that, Agzeir Shove, Kicha Kicha, Ksiv, Gabi Chai Vekrisis, Ish Ashe Yikach Es Achoisoi. We know by Chai Vekrisis, Haro Es Chai, Ksiv, Bachai Vilavim, Dekune, Lo Yikochu. So we learn now, that just like the Kicha of Chai Vekrisis is Baharo, is the Kicha of Chai Vilavim, Dekune is also Baharo. Zog de Gemara weiter. De Chaiwe Esei Minolon. How do you know that Chaiwe Esei is also Chayiv Beharo? What's the title de Chaiwe Esei? Zog Rashi. Kegoin Mitzri Va'adoimi. It says Ad Der Shlishi. Ad, it says Ad Der Shlishi is der Shlishi Yavi Mekal Hashem, aber till der Shlishi is also. Min nolon da sire aro di tu bi Yisrael bekoi bi yesek, il chsib der Shlishi Yavoi beloi sheni, vlava bo Mekal Hashem, so till der Shlishi that is also to a Yisrael, how do you know that you chayiv b'haro, you even ese b'haro? The highway is minolam. Sagt die Gemara, Asje, bie, bie. We have a gzere shove, bie, bie. So Rashi says, Michai v'lavan, d'chsiv buhu loyovoi mamzer. Michai v'lavan says loyovoi. We learned that from Shibcha Chufa that chai v'lavan is chai v'haro. And here it says, der shlishi yovoi. So we learn out, bie, bie. Let us see Taisvis. Osye bie bie. Vahavi ki ilu ksiv der shlishi yare. I learned that it says der shlishi yovoi. It says lo yovoi mamzer. So just like lo yovoi mamzer means lo yare mamzer, you're not allowed to make, a mamzer is not allowed to make haro. So, der shlishi yovoi means der shlishi yare, a der shlishi you're allowed to make a ron a der shlishi, mashma der sheni lo yare. So from here we see that there's an issa haro by der sheni, which is an issa res. Le shayich lakshuye mohoda omar besoif an isrofim, dovor habo minaklal indonin oisoi bigzeri shovim. The Gemara says, let us just explain what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and then we'll explain Tosfos Kasha and what Tosfos answers. The Pasuk says that by a Kohen Gadol, it says, min hamikdash lo yetze v'lo yechalo. That a Kohen Gadol, that is an oinon, he's not mechuyev to leave the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo yechalo. He's not mechalo the avoide. By doing the void of Einon. So the Gemara is Medaik, but a Koyen Hedyet is Mechalo the Avoid. Fine. So now I know from this Pasuk that it says a Koyen Godel lo Yechalo, a Koyen Hedyet is Yechalo. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, maybe if a Koyen Hedyet does the Avoid, he should be Chayiv Mise, because it says Chilul by Trume, it says Chilul by the Avoida of an oinon who is a koyin hedyit. So let's learn out a gzeira shava chilu that a koyin hedyit she osa avoidosay banine should be chayiv misa. So the Gemara says, does it say that a koyin hedyit is mechalo avoida? It doesn't say chilu by koyin hedyit. It's derived from the posik. The posik is speaking about a koyin godu. The posik says lo yechalo. The pasuk is loyichal, so we derive that a kain hedyit baninus is mechalo, but it doesn't say a kain hedyit is mechalo. So therefore, you can't make a gzeirah shove from something that is derived from the pasuk, and the pasuk is not speaking about it. So lechayre Tosfos had a ha'ore. Tosfos had a ha'ore. Now, how does our gzeirah shove work? Here it says der shlishi yovoi bekal Hashem. So that means der sheni lo yovoi bekal Hashem. So now I learn out the lo yovoi of der sheni from mamza lo yovoi. So it's mamish like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You're making a gzeire shove from the diuk that you're making. You're not making the gzeire. That was Tosfos Kasha, just like the Gemara said in Sanhedrin. That you cannot make a gzeire shove dover habo min haklal, something that you learn out from the klal, that you medayik from the klal, ain't done in oisei big gzeire shove. You can't make a gzeire shove from that. Why not? Because the pasuk isn't speaking about that. You can only make a gzeire shove from that. What is mefurish bekro? So Tosfos is asking Akasha here. It's the same thing. The pasuk isn't speaking about der sheni. It's only a diik. Der sheni lo yavoi. Imamza lo yavoi. So Memele, so here we are making a Gzeira Shava from Adav Rabo Minaklal. So therefore Taisus gave a Hakdome. Taisus said, no, we're making a Gzeira Shava from that what it says in the Posik. Der Shlishi Yavoi. It says Yavoi by Der Shlishi. So Yavoi means Yare. So I make the Gzeira Shava on what it says in the Posik. Der Shlishi Yare. And now it says Yare by Der Shlishi. So I keep him a Dayek. Der Sheini Lo Yare. That's the Taisvis Oisnevenik. Now we'll see in a Venik the Taisvis. But the Hosea Bia Bia. Have a Kilaksiv Der Shlishi Yare. Mashma Der Sheini Lo Yare. Period. So my Mele, so I'm being Medayek. From the Yara of Der Shlishi. Vlashayach lakshuye ma'adoma b'soiva nisrofim dover habo min haklal ein donin oisoi b'gzeire shove. The hoche biye da osi l'gzeire shove, the biye what I'm making the gzeire shove, ksive behedyet. It says Der Shlishi Yovoi. And on the Yovoi of Der Shlishi, I'm saying pshat Der Shlishi Yovoi, Der Shlishi Yare. V'loi min haklal osi. Kehi da osam. Over there, taka the gzeire shove is coming from the klal. The loy yafin in chilo chilo mitru mekoinoi vid ban ninus. The loiksiv chilu, because there doesn't say chilu by a koyin hedyit, el the nofik miklal, the cost of the koyin godol, min amigdash lo yeitzib lo yechalu, ha'ache shov al chilil. Period. So al koponim, so the Gemara says, chai v'yesa, we learn now from a gzeir shov, biye biye. Zog the Gemara weiter, yevome leshuk minolom. How do you know that if a person made hara in Yevama Lushuk, that he's chayiv? So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Ilaman da oma lav, lav. According to the man da oma that says there's a lav on Yevama Lushuk, so there's a lav. We learned out from Shivcha Charufa that all chayiv lav in Yechayiv Baro. Ilaman da oma rasei, according to the man da oma that says there's an asei by Yevama Lushuk, is I say, we know by Chai V'yest, it is also a Chiyiv Haro. Now let us see Rashi. Yevom Alishuk, B'loi Chalitze, Minayin Daro Dido Ki Gmar Biyah. How do we know that the Haro of Yevom Alishuk is like Gmar Biyah? So the Gemara says, Ilaman Diyom Alav, D'chsiv, Loisiyye Eishis Hameis, Yalfinin Haro L'chai V'ylav. So I know that there's Haro by Chai V'ylav. Ilaman Diyom Arasei. It's a very interesting Rashi that there's an assay by Yevama Lashuk. Yevama Yovo Yaleo V'loi Acher V'lav Abo Michlal Asay Asay. So Rashi says, what's with the lav? What's with Leisiyah? V'hai Leisiyah Mapik Lo Lengdushin Toivsimbo. Leisiyah is not coming for a lav. Leisiyah is coming to tell us Leisiyah Eishes Hameis Achutzo. The Eishes HaMeis is unable to get married Achutze. In other words, Kedushin isn't Teufis in Eivom Lashut. V'ochikoma, lo yehebo avayel izo. But there's no love. The only Isser of Eivom Lashut is an Asay. Uplukta d'rav Shmuli be'ishe kama. This is Rashi Shite. And Rashi, we heard this before in Seif Perik HaChilitz. That Rashi says, according to Rav, there's no lav on Yevom Lashuk. Taisves ilam and omer asei asei, loy galsinalei, uberoiv sforum lesser, the bein la Rav, the bein la Shmuel ika lav, ke the frishes besef achilet, Taisves holds, everyone holds there's a lav by Yevom Lashuk. So we're not geiris. And I goes the E. But the whole E is Ilamando Maesitesis is Moichik, and what's Ilamando Malav? I mean, the E is also doesn't fit into well. Ikalav, the we have to make a whole Girse to be Yashiv the Ahundu Girse Lachayra. Period. Okay, so Kaponim the Gemara says, according to Taisvus, Yevome Lashuk, I know, because it's like all Chayvilav. Elo Yevome Liyovom Minolom. How do you know that a Yevome is Nikne Liyovom Beharo? So the Gemara says, Osye Bia Bia.
What does Rashi say? Eliyavam Eliyavam Minolam, the Konila Baro, that a Yavam is Kaina Yavam Baro. So Mor says, be a. Says Yavam Yavo Yaleo, and by Chai Velavan it says, Lo Yavo Mamzel. So just like by Chai Velavan it's Baro, so Yavam Eliyavam is also Baro. So the Gemara says, Isha Lebailo Minolam. How do you know that an Isha that's Niknes Bebiye, how do you know that she's Nikne Beharo? Asye Kicho Kicho. Zogt Rashi, Isha Lebailo, Leinyin Mekadesh Bebiye, Minolon de Baro Mekadesh. How do you know that you'll be able to Mekadesh her with Haro? So the Gemara says, Kicho Kicho, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Ubaolo. Umahochu yafini kedusha biya. The Mefoshim say not from the kiyikach, from uba'olo. We learn out kedusha biya. And now ksivhoche kicha, but it says kicha by the ba'olo. Kiyikach ishisha ba'olo. So it says kicha by the ba'olo. Ksivhosem b'chay v'krisis kicha is memelos. I learn out just like the kicha of chay v'krisus is b'haro. So the kiche that samuch to be'olo is also be'haro. So that's how we know that an ishe is niknes be'haro. Let us see Taisvis. Isha le'baylo minai. How do you know that an ishe is nikne le'baylo? Kich asye kiche kiche. Perish de niknes be'haro. Hiksha Arab Nissen, de bepeire kame de kdushen boi tchilas bia koine, eisoif bia koine. The Gemara klaus ha-shaila, if tchilas bia is koine, which means haro, eisoif bia koine. Lebay nafke mino, shehera bo. He made haro, ve kibla kdushen me acher, and after the haro, she was mekabel kdushen. Now, so now, if Tchilas B is koine, so she's an Ashes Ishaveri. If Tchilas B is not koine, so show the Kabbalah's Kedushin, so she's married to the second one. Umasik Rove, the whole haboil daitoi al gmar bie, beloikoni beharo. So you're not koine beharo. So others want to say, let us try to appreciate Tosfos Kasha. L'chayrep, the Teretz is L'chayre Oivanov. We'll see soon. The Mashmois of Kol HaBoyel, the Gemara doesn't say Kol HaMekadesh Daite Al Gmar Biyah. It says Kol HaBoyel Daite Al Gmar Biyah V'leikoni Biro. Kol HaBoyel Daite Al Gmar Biyah. The Gemara held that the Indian of Kol HaBoyel, afilu by Yisurim de Zamashmois. So the Haro does not have a chshivis of Bia. That means Bia is Nikra al Shem Gomroi. It doesn't have a chshivis of Bia. So Mamela, if it doesn't have a chshivis, in here we have a posik, here Agamor lands up, kicha kicha, from Aroyis, that it does have a chshivis of Bia. So l'chayre, it's a stira, these two gemara.
Shimshin, the ha da oma hoche de koni baro haynu b'shaloi osa ki im haro upirish miyad v'legoma b'yose. So l'chayre, Rab Shimshin is maskim to this pshat. Rab Shimshin is saying that be'emison, if one made a complete bia, so then there's no chshivis of the ro. The ro doesn't have a chshivis of bia. It's only a schol of the bia, but the ikir is the gemar bia. That's the gemar in kedushin. The gemar in kedushin is speaking about a person who made a complete bia, a gemar bia. So the chelik of a schol doesn't have a chshivis of bia. So memela she's talking about mekudish. Our gemara that we're marbe that haro is koine by eshes ish. Our gemara is speaking about ha the koma hochid the koni baro haynu b'shaloi also ki im haro. He only made haro upirish miyat. So the Pasuk is telling us that Hara is a Chshivis of Bia if he was Machshiv the Hara. That's what our Pasuk is telling us. If he's Machshiv the Hara, he's Peirish after the Hara. So we see by him it had a Chshivis of Bia. He's Peirish already. He wants to make a gmar bia. So when one makes a gmar bia, then the hara doesn't have a chshivus of bia mitzad atzmoi. It's only a schol of the gmar. If he made a gmar bia, daitiel a gmar bia. Bleikoma kol amar. Rab Yitzchak ben Rab Meir Pirish, lech shemeforish sheroitze liknois beharo, koni baro afilim goyme biyosei, avol bestam daite al gmar biye. He said, Bikuri Yudu once explained, Rab Yitzchak ben Rab Meir was choylik with the whole lomdus. We explained that Tosfos had understood the Gemara in Kedushin, that kol aboil daite al gmar biye, that haro does not have a chshivis of a biye. The chesorin is not das kinyan. That hara does not have a chshivis of bia. It's only a schole of the gemar, but doesn't have a chshivis mitzad atzmai. So therefore, Tosfos Rav Shimshon said the teretz, it doesn't have a chshivis if he made a gemar. If he was pirish, he was machshivit. Rav Yitzchak ben Rav Meir said, you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara never said that it doesn't have a chshivus of bia. Zich is a chshivus of bia, and that's our Gemara. That hara is koine. But the Gemara says he doesn't have intentions to be koine. That's what the Gemara says. He's making a maisa kinyan, but he doesn't want to be koine now. Daitei al gmar bia. So what will be if he tells, that's mistome. I assume he wants to be koine with the gmar bia. Before we learn the next places, I wanted to say a shtikel ha'ora on Rashi. I forgot to mention it. Aliyavom liyavom minolon. So Rashi says, what's the Gemara Shaila? The koni lo baharo. That is koine baharo. So I had a shtikel ha'ora on Rashi. How else could you learn pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara class a Shaila, yevom liyavom minolom. So Rashi says, what's the Shaila? The koni lo baharo. Versteht sich. I mean, is there any other way? I need Rashi to tell me this? Sicher, that's the Shaila. Yevom liyavom, if you nicht the baharo. There's no chiyuv over here. There's no einshem over here. So kochach, it's negay the kinyan. Is lulei the mistafina? I wanted to say that Rashi is telling us something. There's a machloikis, the Rashbo in Tosfos, in the second perik. There's a machloikis in the second perik as follows. The Gemara asked Akasha, why is it that Chayvei Lavin is Chilzen V'loi Miyavmen? That means, let's say you have Amamzeres LeYisrael, Chayvei Lavin. So you're not allowed to be Miyavmen. You're Chilzen, not Miyavmen. So the Gemara asked, let's say, Eser Deicha LeYisasa, the mitzvah of Yivim, should be Deicha LeYisasa of being Boil Amamzeres. So the Gemara says, Gzeire Bir Rishayna Ota Biyashniya. Fine, you're 100% right. That's in the Chaloy Sas, you're 100% right. But if you'll permit Yibam, so it'll be Boil a second time also, and then there's no S anymore. So Mamela. So therefore they asked Yibam. That's why Chiltus Lay Mishabemis. So Tosfos says, brings down Agamor. He says, why does the Gemara say, Gzeira Shemo, be a Rishayna to be a Shneer? Say, Gzeira Haro to Gmarbi. You're kinda with Haro. So say, Gzeira Haro to Gmarbi. Wait to jump to be a shneer. So they say, Zayna Chanami. The Moslav Davke. The real Gzeir is Taka, Gzeir Haro Otu Gmar Biye. That is what Tosfos says. It's a very big Deirik, because the Gemara says, Gzeir be a Rishayna to be a shneer. And Tosfos says, and be a Rishayna Guf, Gzeir Haro Otu Gmar Biye. The Rashba says, no. The Gemara says, Yekayne b'hara, 100%. Yekayne b'hara, if you are Pirish after all, Yekayne. But the mitzvah says, say, Yevome yavoy aleho. Yavoy means Gemar b'ya. You mekayim a mitzvah calls man. If you made a Gemar b'ya, mekayim a mitzvah. Then he says, Nachamol. It says, Lohakim lochiv shame. So, Yezichanid, le mitzvah abiyah vakom ha-shem. So the zicher a mitzvah by gemar bia. The gemar couldn't say zeira haroa to gemar bia because gemar bia is also mutter. You mekayim and say by gemar bia. So pass weiter esse doiche lo isase. That is why the gemar is say zeira bia rishayna to bia shniya. Dach sich mir, Rashi holds like the Rashbe, and therefore Rashi is saying, ele yevom ele yevom minolam dekoni lo baharo. That means, that zicher the mitzvah you're not the zicher is that the mitzvah you only mekayim b'gmar b'ye yevom mo yavo yoleo you mekayim. That's when he makes gmar b'ye. But how do you know that you're koine by ra? If you made only ra, you're also koine. But not that that's the whole mitzvah. The mitzvah is still the gmar, but you're koine ready with ra. Could be that's pshat and Rashi. Kicha kicha. The Gemara said, so how do you know Yekaina and Isha Beharo? So the Gemara says, you learn out kicha kicha. Taimen. The Navkalon Beperikama the Kedushin. The Isha Niknes Bebiye Midersiv Uba'ola. The Taipiklaimi kicha kicha. So Taisvas asks, why do you need Uba'ola? Let us learn out kicha kicha. That means it says kicha by arayis. It says kicha by kiyikach ish isha. So let's learn out. So just like by arayis, there's a kicha of bia. So memela hu adin by isha. So why did you ba'ola? Bi'eshloime ilav d'chsiv ba'ola. You can't learn out that bia is koine because we find a losh in kicha by rais. Kiven the kicha da rais le mishtoi be kinyin klau. The kicha of a rais is not speaking about kinyin. It's speaking about a rais over there. So there it's not speaking about kinyin. So memela you can't make a gzeire shove. That just like it says a loshen kiche by a rayis, which means beer, so ki yikach ish isha also means beer. If the beer of a rayis is speaking of a beer's avere, and the ki yikach is speaking about kinyin, so you can learn out one from the other, just like over there it's beer, here it's also beer, because over there it's speaking about an avere, and here we're speaking about kinyonim. So memela, I would be unable to learn out kinyan bia from kicha kicha. Avol inyan shetei choshev hara ki gmar bia. But after it says uba'ola, so I know that there's a kinyan bia. Now I want to know how much of a bia does he have to make? Does he have to make a gmar bia, or is ascholas bia sufficient? Avolinyan shetei choshev hara ki gmar bia, yalfinin shapir meho. So now we can learn out. Now that I know that bia is koines, and I can learn out that the same tsure of bia by the kicha of arayis applies by the kicha of kinyan. That means that afilo hara is koines. Period. So Taisva said till now that you can't learn out kicha from arayis because the kicha of arayis is not speaking about kinyonim. The kicha of arayis is speaking about bia serve. Vim taima. So Taisva says, fine, I'll accept this test, but now I have a new kasha. V'neilech mikicha diyevome. Let's learn out kicha diyevome. Let's learn out. Why do you need a ba'olo? Let's learn out kicha diyevome. It says a lekoch aloy leisha. The airi bekinyan, the chsiv a lekoch aloy leisha, and the likuchin is with bia, through bia. So let's learn out ki yikach ishisha from the lekoch aloy leisha. V'yeshloima de einoi mufne legzeire shobet. It is not mufne legzeire shobet. So the Marsha explains, what is Taisva saying over here? So the Marsha explains as follows. That lemaise, we have to know the kiyikach ish isha. We learn not a gzeira shava. We learn out that a isha niknas bekesef. We learn out kicha kicha misday efrei. So the yikach is mufne legzeira shava. Taisvus means the lekocha loyli isha is not mufne. Lekocha loyli isha, we learn out shleike darka. Lekocha loy is not mufne. And the Marsha is Moisif, and the Emerson on this Gzeir Shove, there's a Pirche. What the Pirche is exactly, it doesn't say, but there's a Pirche. Now, there's a Klal in Gzeir Shove that if there's a Pirche, the only way we'll make the Gzeir Shove if it's Mufne Mishnei Tzdodim. So since the Lekocha Loile Isha is not Mufne, so therefore we cannot learn out Isha from Yevome, because there's a pilche and it's not mufne mishnei tzadik. Vim ta'ima. So now Taisa says, I hear, fine. So far, Taisa said, there's two kashas. One kasha, let's learn out from Arayas. So Taisa says, you can't learn out from, but they're speaking about Bias Erve, Bias Aveire, and he was speaking about Kinyonim. You can't make a gzeire shove from one to the other. You can't learn out Kinyon from Bias Aveire. And Taisa says, let's learn out Bias Kinyan from Bias Kinyan. By Yevome, it says, Lekocha Lelisha. So Taisa says, but it's not Mufne. So if it's not Mufne, it's a good Gzeir Shove, but it's not Mufne, so we need Mufne Mishnei Tzadot. Vim Taima, V'neilef Mikicha Dechayvi Lavin Dikahune. Now the Rishash explains that the Kicha of Chayvi Lavin Dikahune La Yikochu is speaking about the Kinyan, there it's Mufne, there it's Mufne. So Mamela, the Teretz of Mufne is does not applicable, because by Kohune it's Mufne, by Kicha of Ishus it's Mufne, so it's Mufne Mishnei Tzodim. There it's speaking about Kinyan, the Nail of Mikicha, the Chai Vilavan, the Kohune, the Kicha, the Tuhu, Airi, the Kinyan, Kedama Peg Basra, the Gedushin, Kidesh loike mishum loyikach. Tashin alein nami l'gzeire shove. So Taisvis says, so Taisvis in the kasha, before we go into the teretz, Taisvis had a gemore, that if a person is mekadesh chai vilavin de kohune, he's loike als loyikach. And Taisvis understood this posseg is being that he was mekadesh bebiye, for some reason. Svinga was mekadesh bebiye. And she becomes his wife, Bibiyah. So Memela, so Taisvis asks, so Memela, so there, and it's Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, the Rishash says, and they're talking about Kinyan, so let's learn out Gzeir Shove. I had a shtikal ha'ora on Taisvis, if the way Taisvis understood the Pasuk in the Kasha, that Kiddush Loike means his Mekadosh Bibiyah, So why does Taisa have to learn an exeric shove that kedushin is chal bebiya? That's pshat. If the posik says he married her with biya, Taisa said that that's pshat in the posik. So I see cloth in that posik, he can marry Nisha with biya. Why does Taisa have to go now with exeric shove? If that is pashte dekro kidesh loike, and Taisa understood kidesh loike al yedei biya, because that's the kasha. So why do you need a gzeir shove? So it says enough in the posik, you can be kaddish bebiya. Basic nish. V'yesh loima. So Taisa says, no, that's not pshat posik. T'lei airi bekiche de biya. That what it says, ela bistam kedushin. Kiddish loike means he gave a kesef, he's loike. It doesn't mean he was a kaddish or bebiya. If he's boil, then he's over loyechalal. So Vaisis Kiddush is mean without beer. So Kiddush means he gave a kesef ishta. So Memele, so finish. So there's no limit whatsoever. There's no limit that over there speaking about beer, that you can be mekadish, you can be kind of a beer. Now, Taisus wants to say a new teretz. The ilav, maybe now Taisus wants to emphasize the kasha in the beginning, the whole kasha. Taisus asked the kasha, let's learn now from Arayas. So Taisvis is saying now, and Taisvis, why do you need a ba'ola? Listen now from our eyes. Ba'oid yishleima, the ilav u ba'ola. If it wouldn't say ba'ola, that's the kasha to begin with. Le'hava gemrin in kedushe kesef mekicha kicha distayef, right? Then you're 100% right. You could learn out kicha kicha me'arayis. You're 100% right. You could learn out that Aisha is nikdis bebiya from kicha kicha de'arayis. And you don't need a ba'ola. You're 100% right. But you know what would happen? If you'd learn out kicha kicha me'arayis, then you wouldn't know that Aisha nikdis bekesef. They have a gemrin in kedusha kesef bekicha kicha de'stayefren. Have makmun in kicha de'kro bekedusha biya. I would say that the Gzeir Shav is coming to tell us the Isha Nikna Bebiya. Mishim de Mistava, the Mikva Taikicha de Isha, Mikicha de Isha. Takel. If I have a choice, which Gzeir Shav should I learn? Should I learn out Kicha, Kicha Mei Arayis? Or Kicha, Kicha Mei Soda? I'll say, Zicha learn Kicha, Kicha Mei Arayis? Because it's better to learn out Kicha de Isha, Mikicha de Isha. Abel Hash, the Dersiv, Ube Olam. So Memele, so Bemison, that's true. Without the Ba'ola, I'd also know that a Isha Niknes Bebiya, but I would not know the Isha Niknes Bekesa. But now, Alhash, the Dersiv, Ba'ola, Akoch, Gemini, Kicha, Kicha, Mr. Yafrik, Dushe Kesef. So now, I learn out the Etzim Kinyan, I learn out from Sodom. The lack of the maimed, the itzterich kriecha lahalo. Ah, you'll tell me, I need the kriecha lahalo. You say, vaita, learn out isha me isha. Dim kain, lishtoik mi vebo'olo. Nail of kula milsa me arayis. So it means that's what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying, if you'll tell me the posik is only coming for kedushe biya, so memele, so then it shouldn't say, uba'ola, and I'll learn out kedusha bi, 100% right. I wouldn't learn out kedusha kes. So since the posik said uba'ola, so the posik is telling us that you shouldn't use the kiche to tell us kinyan bi, because I told you kinyan bi. So therefore the kiche, which is moira and kinyan, is going on kinyan kesef. So from there we know that we learn that kiche kiche misdayef.